center, this pure center of arts. You supported with your checks and presents. We performers bring our sweat and skill. Now tonight, to praise this effervescence, we bring the essence of vaudeville.
The Lincoln Center is the opera, the Philharmonic, the theater, the ballet. But on this night, it was all showbiz. Night stand in the grandest of traditions, vaudeville. A benefit salute called Show Business Applauds Lincoln Center.
We performers bring our sweat and skill. Now tonight, to praise this effervescence, we bring the essence of vaudeville. Now, 6-bar build from here.
Joel Silberman was tagged to be the show's co-producer and musical director.
So the chorus is actually doing stuff, so.
Even for a one-night performance, the task was monumental.
I'm writing the word bill. We have a turn from the chorus and turn from the chorus and turn from the chorus and turn.
I believe that what happens at Lincoln Center is the best the world will produce in art. I'm very proud to be working here as an artist. To conduct here is absolutely the top of my career. I still walk into Avery Fisher Hall and feel Leonard Bernstein's shadow, and feel Zubin Mehta's shadow, and feel great music has happened there, and those are the people that I have to really live up to and do something as good as.
When the Lincoln Center was built 28 years ago, it was the first of its kind. The first to take the various performing arts and concentrate them in one area. Since then, the idea has been copied in virtually every major city in the country. Still, the Lincoln Center is unequaled.
But the fact is, and the reason why Lincoln Center can't be compared with any other institution around the country, I don't say institution of its kind, because I don't think there is one.
Nathan Leventhal is president of Lincoln Center.
I think it's a success first and foremost because of the institutions that are here. The Metropolitan Opera, clearly the world's greatest opera house. The New York Philharmonic, one of the world's great orchestras, the oldest orchestra in this country. City Ballet, the City Opera, I could go on forever, the Juilliard School. Where else do you have institutions like that? They define excellence in their fields, and that's what Lincoln Center is all about. We define, I think, excellence in our own fields. That has nothing to do with me or the individuals who are here at any one given time. It's the tradition and the excitement of those institutions.
Excellence doesn't come cheap. It takes $190 million a year to keep Lincoln Center in business. A third of that must come from donations. The benefit is one way of doing that.
Last year, I started the rehearsal process in this room, and I said to you all that you'd be the stars. Well, I didn't lie.
Everybody. As soon as the curtain fell on last year's benefit, Silberman started making plans for this year's.
So this year, we really designed the show thinking about what the All-Star Broadway Gypsy Chorus would do, and the stars are okay.
The All-Star Broadway Gypsy Chorus was such a hit the first time around. This year, he upped the number to 100. All professional singers, each receiving only $50 for 2 weeks of rehearsals and the one-night performance.
Extra! Extra! They're drawing a red line around the big
song comes dance. And across town, the Rockettes worked on some fancy footwork. Their time, a donation from Radio City.
Mm-hmm.
For one performance or 100, everyone needs a score. Show business folk are well known for their willingness to do a benefit. And for those involved in this one, Lincoln Center is more than worth the effort.
The arts always need some kind of help, and if I can, what little I can do to come here and maybe say two sentences to help the arts and raise some money, I'd gladly do it.
Okay, the doc was out, the nurse was in. Now my friend is mine. You've got to be loved to be healthy. And I'm the healthiest gal in town.
Did you ever cash a check?
I did once, and the check came back marked no bank.
Once I cashed a check in Philadelphia, and the check came back marked no Philadelphia.
That's nothing. Once I cashed a bank...
That's all! Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
No doubt, Lincoln Center is important to the artists who perform here and who donate their time here. It's also an important part of New York City. But what happens here extends far beyond the city boundaries. Nathan Leventhal.
Live from Lincoln Center, live from the Met, the New York Philharmonic concerts, the Metropolitan Opera broadcast on Saturday afternoon. The cumulative audience that we have just through that is well over 100 million. Lincoln Center is truly a national treasure.
All right, it's the best I can do. How bad is it?
With just hours to go, the performers took to the stage for the first time.
Three-quarter treble, one-quarter bass. Bring it up. Full, full. Louder. That's...
Oh, Mr. Gallagher! Yes! Oh, Mr. Gallagher! Oh, what's on your mind this morning, Mr. Gallagher?
Click, click. Don't slow it down a little. One, two, three, four, one, two. Are we there?
Despite all the hard work, this is one performance that will not be carried to the rest of the country. When producers offered the show to the television networks, there were no takers. One night, and then it was gone.
When the immigrants came here, I heard stories from my family about the expression was, you have to have bread, meaning everybody was poor and everybody had to eat, but you have to have roses too. They'd save money and they'd sit in the top row of the balcony of the symphony. Why? Because they knew there was something that art gave them that they couldn't get anywhere else. And so you had a little less bread, but you got to smell the rose. That's what we do here. That's what all of the public gets out of an arts complex, the roses.